Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right, time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And I got to tell you, it is Wednesday. How about it? Halfway through the work week. And what's good today? Y'all tell me. I'm looking for y'all's answers here today. Want to make this show about y'all. Got to tell you, though, we got some big news that have come down the wire. A lot of things to talk about. Now, yesterday we had a pretty good show. We talked about a lot of the things that I have as far as opinions and that some of you fans have. We even had some fans call into the show and give us their opinions, which we are very glad for and grateful for. I know that Shannon Taylor is actually at home. Probably not going to see her on the show today because her son has just flown in from overseas. I want to send her the best. I want to wish her well out there with her family. And, hey, hopefully we're having a great time. I got to tell you, though, you know, it doesn't seem like Wednesday. You know, most of the time we have the weekend to look forward to for the PBR broadcasting on Versus. However, I will tell you that we have gotten to sit back last night, watch a little bull riding on GAC. But we watched a few other things as well, so we're going to let you know about those. I don't know if any of you guys got word, but have you guys heard this? A white buffalo was born in Texas today. And apparently that's supposed to be some pretty big thing. I got wind of it on the news this morning. Just figured I'd pass it along to you fans out there. Not sure what the relevance is to today's show, but a white buffalo was born in Texas. Apparently it's a pretty rare thing. Believe that this is only the third one ever born. So, pretty unique. But, yeah, we had a good time last night. Was able to sit back a little bit and watch a little bit of the bull run on GAC, which was pretty interesting. Obviously, it was the George Paul Memorial. Pretty entertaining. We'll talk a little bit about that. But I got to sit back last night and watch a little bit of America's Got Talent as well. Now, I got to tell you, I love watching the auditions for these because you see the best and the worst. And I think last night they definitely had possibly the winner of America's Got Talent for this season. It was pretty entertaining, and I don't know if all of you guys got to see it. I know that it'll be on next week, I believe next either Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday. So you guys make sure to tune into that. It was pretty entertaining to sit back and watch. It was kind of a lot of fun. I enjoyed watching some of those guys, watching some of the kids. It was definitely fun. Now, I did get into watching a little bit of this new show. Obviously, reality shows are kind of the name, you know, the new brand out there, I guess. Everything is like a reality series anymore. I mean, shoot, you know, Making 8 is, you know, I mean, we're all about reality and giving you guys a taste of what things are really about. But, you know, the one thing that kind of stood out to me was that new show, The Voice. I actually find it to be a little bit more entertaining than, you know, American Idol. Just my opinion, but I don't know. I think maybe because American Idol has been going on for so many years now, I just didn't find it as entertaining. I like this new concept that The Voice has. You've got some pretty good judges up there, and they're apparently were picking teams last night that are going to be on the live broadcast or something or other, you know. But it was fun to sit back and listen to some of the talent that's out there. And, you know, so, I was kind of following along with the reality series last night and catching up, seeing what's going on out there. But, yeah, America's Got Talent was definitely one of my favorites. I enjoyed watching that. Definitely love watching the auditions. I mean, it was just hilarious, you know, to sit back and watch some of those. Watching guys fall off the stages, it was definitely entertaining. But we got a lot to talk about here today. We may have a guest caller or two call into the show, so that'll give you guys something to look forward to. But we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get into talking about the bull riding and the rodeo action with you, the fans. Our first break is going to be brought to you by CatJohnson.net. And I got to tell you guys, if you guys have not seen her books, well, you're really missing out. I think most of our Making 8 Maniacs are fully on board to her books and definitely enjoy them. I know that she is definitely putting out some great sellers out there. She's also got a store page. You can find it right there on Making8.com. Just go to Making8.com, click on the stores, and you'll see the Cat Johnson store. We're going to take our first break, guys. When we come back, we'll get into it. It's rodeo bull riding time on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I remember back in high school, the kids would talk about the college they would go to, the money their folks dished out. Well, I'd sit there and just listen to every word they had to say, 'cause I didn't have the grades to go or the money to pay. Well, I finally graduated. I went straight out to work. I spent 8 hours on a tractor and 4 more in the dirt. But I bought myself a guitar and learned how to play it good. So if I see those folks again, Lord, I'd tell them if I could. Well, hey, y'all, look at me. Up here in Tennessee, living in ecstasy, and Lord, it's just great. Well, I put a few lines together, sit back and collect my check. Oh, you don't need an education to drive a new Corvette. Well, just the other day, went down to the store, saw an old man looking my way. He was standing in the door. He said, I like the car you're driving. I bet you got a PhD. I smiled and said, no, sir, I don't. I just play guitar and sing. Well, hey, y'all, look at me. I'm up here in Tennessee, living in ecstasy, and Lord, it's just great. Well, I put a few lines together, sit back and collect my check. Lord, you don't need an education to drive a new Corvette. To drive a new Corvette.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com on a Wednesday afternoon. That's right. We're going to sit back, talk a little bull riding, and talk a little rodeo action with you, the fans. And I got to tell you guys, I don't know if you guys have heard this weekend or if you guys have been following on Facebook or on Twitter, but one of our, I guess you could say one of the Hall of Famers within the PRCA, one of the best bullfighters in the industry alongside of Rob Smets. Now, Rob actually had this guy as a partner for many, many years, and I'm talking about Rex Dunn. Rex Dunn was shot this weekend trying to fend off some burglars breaking into his barn. And I got to tell you guys, if you guys have never heard of Rex Dunn, stay tuned, because you will. He is a legend in the rodeo industry. He holds an annual event, actually a biannual event. He holds it twice, or I don't know if that's the right term or not, but he holds an event twice a year at his place in Ada, Oklahoma. It is a freestyle bullfight. This is probably the best kept secret, or the biggest secret within the rodeo industry as far as being one of the biggest events ever held. This place packs a house, and anybody who has followed along with bullfighting, if you ever talk to a freestyle bullfighter and ask them about Ada, Oklahoma, they will tell you automatically it's Rex Dunn's deal. This guy has put together a huge event. And like I said, not to mention that he is actually a legend in the sport, but was actually shot defending his house or defending his property there this weekend. Appears to be doing okay. Spent 24 hours in the hospital. Is actually back home. But there is more to it for this guy. You know, I cannot tell you how many times, you know, I caught some word yesterday. I talked to some guys that know Rex personally. And they were like, man, this guy has, you know, this guy has dodged the bullet when it's come down to you know, being injured or worse, you know, in the arena with these bulls. I mean, this guy's taken some massive shots and probably shouldn't survive a few of them. Not to mention that he's been battling cancer for some time now. And he has moved past that. And now he ends up getting shot. I'm telling you that somebody has something planned for that guy. He is meant to be here to make a statement. And I was just shocked to hear that somebody would actually try to break into his barn, number one. But number two, you know, to turn around and actually shoot the man. I was just, wow. That's pretty impressive. But would want to say prayers to him and his recovery for sure. You know, I did talk with Rob Smets a little bit and know that, you know, he's actually a very, very close friend of Rex Dunn's and, you know, definitely was sending prayers out and wanted to let you guys know that, like I said, he is doing all right now. But, wow. And, you know, I will tell you that has been one of our goals since we've started doing our video broadcasting was to get out to Rex Dunn's and actually bring you the action. So you can see for yourself just what you're missing by not being in Ada, Oklahoma twice a year for his freestyle bullfights. Like I said, any bullfighter out there that has been around freestyle will tell you that his is one of the biggest events ever. So, yeah, it was pretty impressive. I mean, I was pretty shocked to hear that. But, yeah, he does seem to be doing pretty well now. Apparently he was shot in his abdomen area and, you know, missed all the vital organs. So, you know, he takes a licking and keeps on ticking. That's for sure. And that's cowboy tough right there. I don't think there's any man out there, I mean, who could go past being in the arena and dodging those bullets of, you know, being torn up by these bulls out there and then to battle cancer like he has, and then turn around and take a gunshot wound, man, I'll tell you what, there's no quitting that cowboy. But anyways, getting down into some of the other action that we got to talk about. You know, yesterday I got an interesting tweet. Somebody had sent me a message, and I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody sent me a message asking me why I post so many CBR tweets out there. And, you know, I mean, I've got a pretty logical answer. And, you know, the bottom line is this one. This is something that we had mentioned on our show on Monday as we came back, you know, on air after being gone for about a month. But, you know, we're not here to just promote the PBR. Now, granted, we want to get you fans as close as you can to the action. But there is so much going on with the athletes. You know, the CBR, the PBR, PRCA are some of the biggest ones, but we've got so many other associations out there that Macon 8 wants to cover. We work with CBRA, with the MBR, IPRA, you know. There's so many other rodeo associations out there, youth rodeo associations. You know, there's so many different kinds, and they're all over the U.S. We want you guys to be able to be informed of what's going on in your area in hopes that you'll try to get out there and support them, you know. Not to mention the fact that the athletes, you know, you may not see a lot of these athletes on PBR tours for a while and wonder, hey, where'd they go? Well, they may be competing at some CBR, some PRCA events. We want to give you guys a little bit of a heads up as to know what's going on. That's what we're here to do. So, you know, speaking of, we're actually talking about it. You know, I got word, you know, last night obviously was the George Paul Memorial broadcast for the CBR event on GAC, and we actually got to talk about that with Tuff Hedeman just a few weeks ago. You know, that was something that we were able to sit down with Tuff, and we talked about that George Paul Memorial event held in Del Rio, Texas. And I got to tell you, that's probably one of their bigger events of the year. I do know that J.W. Harris was one that has dominated through round one. But there's a lot of guys that we've actually been following. You know, Bonner Bolton was actually on our show just the week before Tuff Hedeman was. And we had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him, you know. But wanted to give you guys a heads up as to what's going on with the CBR a little bit. I know that, you know, they're moving on. They've got a big 4th of July weekend planned. So hopefully you guys will stay tuned. Go check out cbrbull.com. You can find out where they're going to be and hopefully get out to some of those events. We know that some of our fans have been out there this year attending some of those CBR events, and I'm telling you, it's worth the price of admission for sure. I think you guys will really enjoy it. And you get to see some top-notch bull riders and some top-notch bulls. Clayton Fulton is actually the current leader. Chandler Bounds. Now, Chandler was one that we hadn't really talked a whole lot about. When we had Tuff on our show, he did make mention of Chandler and said that he was one that certainly to keep an eye out for. And he's actually sitting number two in the CBR standings, followed by the PRCA world champion, J.W. Harrison, third, and then Bonner Bolton in fourth. So that race is still heating up, you know, and there's still a lot of rodeo left in the CBR, still a lot of bull riding left for these guys to take an opportunity to capture that. But, you know, one of the things that we also got to talk about is the PRCA, because right now with the PBR being on break, you know, we have an opportunity to talk about some of these other things. We got to talk about the riders that are riding out there in the PBR. You know, I mean, a lot of those guys are, you know, they're riding in the PRCA circuits. And, you know, I had the opportunity to check out some of the stats this morning. Shane Proctor is actually still leading the overall world standings by over $20,000. And he's actually sitting in front of defending world champion J.W. Harris. Now that the PBR is on their break, we know we have an opportunity to talk with Shane Proctor. We know that that's what he plans on doing during this break, is attending as many PRCA events as he possibly can. I got to tell you, if Shane rides well, I think he's going to be hard to catch come the end of the season, you know. And I look forward to the world finals there in Vegas this year. I think it's going to be nothing short of spectacular. We should be able to see Shane. I believe we're going to see Shane both at the PBR World Finals and at the PRCA World Finals. So it's going to be very entertaining. But how about some of the other guys? You know, I checked it out. It looks like LJ Jenkins, who was actually on the Short Go radio just a couple weekends ago, I believe he's sitting in 15th right now. We've got Douglas Duncan in 19th, Stormy Wing in 25th. So, I mean, there's a lot of PBR bull riders out there that are still in contention to make it to the PRCA World Finals. And, so when that tweet came, that message came to me, I was like, you know, I sat back and thought about it. It's like, wow, you know, I mean, I would think that you guys would want to be informed about what's going on in some of these other associations to keep up with some of your favorite bull riders, you know, or some of your favorite athletes. Some of the things that we didn't talk about was Shane Hanchey, you know, who's actually working his way up. I believe he's in the top 40 in the PRCA World Standings, but he's got a long ways to go. But, you know, something we haven't mentioned in a long time, and I almost feel bad about it, but the Cooper boys, you know, two of the Cooper brothers are sitting there in the top five. One of them's actually leading the World Standings in tie down, and we know that that will make Miss Kat Johnson very happy because she loves her ropers. And she loves her Cooper brothers. But, we got to try to keep up with some of those things. You know, we want you guys to be as much as informed about some of these, not necessarily the associations, but what these rodeos are bringing, you know. I do know that the PRCA is going to be in Hugo, Oklahoma this weekend. I got wind of that from a long-lost cousin of mine, who's actually tuned in, and surprisingly enough, now I haven't talked to my cousin, Miss Jacqueline. I haven't talked to her in over 10 years probably, and she finds me on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and we got talking back and forth, and come to find out, you know, her and her husband and her kids are actually really big in the rodeo industry, and I was like, wow, you know, I finally have somebody in our family outside of, you know, Mrs. Making Eight and, you know, the kids and all that down here that's actually that involved with rodeo and has that passion for it. So we actually had a great conversation yesterday and was able to sit back and talk with her, and we were catching up on old times and you know, just trying to find out what each other have been doing in the last 10 or so years, you know. But, I didn't realize how much we had in common, but she's actually really big in the rodeo industry and really a big supporter of rodeos and bull riding. So, she's following along. She sent me a message this morning telling me that there's a PRCA event in Hugo, Oklahoma. Now, I know that there's going to be several PRCA events coming up here. As the summer gets underway, the events are going to get they're just going to get hot. It's going to be really, a heated race right now. This is where the Cowboys come out. This is Cowboy Christmas starting in July, you know, and these guys run all the way through into the fall getting ready for the, you know, PRCA World Finals. So this is where they make their money. It's going to be very entertaining, and I can tell you that you have an opportunity to see a lot of guys right now that you wouldn't be able to see normally because the PBR is on their break, you know, and this gives them an opportunity to still ride bulls and do what they love. And we're talking about guys like Shane Proctor, who's, you know, in the standings of the PBR, leading the world standings in the bull riding. It's really, really impressive. So, anyhow, we actually got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can't jump on here. Well, we had a caller on the line. It looks like they got disconnected. So, we'll see if we can't get them back. But, I found it to be interesting that somebody would approach me and say, hey, why are you guys tweeting so much about CBR? Well, we're not only posting so much about the CBR, but we're also posting about the PBR and the PRCA and really anything that we can to get you guys informed about what's going on in the rodeo community. You know, we want you guys to be aware of it, and we're going to continue to support it. You know, we're going to continue to promote these events that are going on. My thing is this, is as long as the PBR keeps posting out there some big-time messages, we're going to keep posting those as well, you know. Some big changes or some big news that's coming, you know, or come down the line, hey, we're going to continue to post that. We want them to be aware of it. Also want to let you guys know that the CBR is doing a survey right now. So if you go to cbrbull.com and click on that, they're doing a survey to try to find out what it is that you guys want to see on their website. Now, you know, we've talked about every, you know, some of these bigger organizations being fan-friendly. CBR has opened the door to you guys, and they want to hear from you. So if you guys have that opportunity, if you've got a few minutes, it's a 25-question survey. It doesn't take you that long. It just asks you a few questions, you know, multiple-choice type deal. It's pretty simple, pretty basic. I actually did it yesterday. I would highly recommend going over and doing that. You know, we want to see some things change. We want to see positive things happen in the rodeo world. This is your chance to make that difference and to make it happen. So just a recommendation. They're also giving you a 25% discount on anything in their stores. So there's something to think about as well. Anyways, we got about 35 minutes left in our show here, guys. Want to let y'all know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call. We're going to take another short break here, fans. Hopefully when we come back, we'll have a caller or two on the line. So you guys stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, started, couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon, having ourselves a good time, talking a little bull riding, talking a little rodeo action with you, the fans. I want to let y'all know, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on here, give us a call. Remember, if you want to talk to us, you got to push 1 on your phone so we know that you're there. Anyways, just letting you guys know, you know, I did get word this morning And I may be a little late in it, but I did get word that the Sean Gleason, PBR COO on Twitter, was posting out there that he's looking to send two Team PBR riders to Hawaii this month. So, you know, we're sitting back wondering what some of these guys are doing during their break, and it's like, wow, looks like PBR is going to be sending a couple guys out there to Hawaii. I know that Luke Snyder and Brendan Bates and a few other guys have actually been out there already this year, right after the last Cowboy standing. But, well, shoot, you know, my suggestion, and this is what I would like to see, is for them to put together a time where you guys could have an opportunity to go hang out with some of those PBR riders in Hawaii. Maybe they can make something happen where they send a fan with a bull rider out there to do some fishing and surfing and hanging out there in Hawaii. How cool would that be? I know I'd be entered up in it. Anyways, we got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can't bring him on here to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. 210, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
How's it going there?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
All doing good. This is Shorty Gorham calling.
Well, how are you, Mr. Shorty Gorham?
If I was any better, it'd take two of me to stand it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, well, hey, thanks for taking the time out here to jump out here and talk with the fans a little bit. We've been sitting back talking a little bit about what the PBR guys are doing on their break here, and we were kind of interested to find out what some of the bullfighters were doing. So what are you up to these days?
Well, after I just caught a minute of your show there, you're talking about Hawaii, and I saw Mr. Sean Gleason talked about it on Twitter, and I was thinking I ought to get to go to Hawaii. Maybe the three bullfighters should get to go. But
I was wondering about that, Shorty. I mean, if they're sending two riders out there, why aren't they sending the bullfighters?
we're like the offensive line in a football game. We don't need the recognition. That's not why we do it. We just do it to get the job done and let them bull riders go have fun over there. They'll enjoy it.
That's for sure. Well, you guys certainly
right that. Go ahead.
Well, you guys certainly do that, Shorty. I mean, we've been watching you and Frank and Jesse and even we got a chance to see Joe Bumgardner a little bit this year, and you know, you guys have done a fantastic job all season long.
Oh, shoot, we appreciate it, and we have fun doing what we do, and we all get along good together, and it just makes it even that much more fun, so we appreciate it.
Well, that's for sure. So so what are you doing during the off-season here? What are you doing during the little break?
Oh, well, right now I'm in Gonzales, Texas. We got my son's in the junior high state finals right now, so we get to be over here all week hanging out, watching him rope and do his thing, and it's kind of his turn for all the attention and not having to go to a bull ride and getting to come here and cheer him on. Shoot, it's pretty good. So that's this week. Next week I have no idea what I'm going to do. I just kind of wake up and figure it out. Usually has something to do with hunting in it somehow.
Right. I can tell you that it probably won't have anything to do with you getting in an arena during that break, right?
Now, well, I don't know. They got bull riding coming up here in about 20 minutes, and I don't know if I'll be able to sit in the stands. I'll probably have to get out there. I won't do anything, but I'll feel a lot better with my feet on the dirt.
I hear you. So your son is a roper. Do you have any interest in getting him out there to do some bullfighting, or is he interested in it at all?
No, he's not. He's not. He tried to steer riding for a little bit, and he got stepped on pretty good about the second or third one, which I couldn't have planned any better because that was enough for him. So I hadn't encouraged it anymore since then. I think he decided right then and there he was going to be a roper. So good choice by him, I guess.
That's for sure. A whole lot safer, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so. I gotta ask you, Shorty. Now, you, we get to see you on Versus week in and week out, giving a lot of your predictions on some of the matchups that happen out there. But as of recently, you actually took a break from that, and they actually put Jesse behind the microphone. Do you feel like there's a little competition there? I think
oh,
you did a
no.
pretty good. No.
No, not at all. Not at all. I was actually that week. There's a trail ride out in California, Rancheros Vista Dorys, and I've gone on it for I think this was like my 15th year, 14th year of going on it, and it's a real big time, and a lot of our friends are there, and so it's kind of my annual week off, and it just happened over Des Moines, and so Jesse Fields, and I knew he'd do an outstanding job, but and if he wants a job, he could have it. There's no competition whatsoever between us, and that's what I think makes a good team, you know, is in or out of the arena, there's absolutely no competition between any of us, so it's something
right.
special.
That's for sure, and you guys do have that special bond. Now, I gotta ask you, what are some of the things that you guys do? I mean, do you guys spend a lot of time together outside of the arena when you guys are not competing or not there for the Ford Tough Series event?
No, you know, not really. At the Bill Ford Tough events, you know, we'll go eat breakfast together or something like that. But as far as in off time, Frank come down to the house one time and spent a few days with me. But we all kind of got pretty busy lifestyles at home. As much as we're gone on the road, when you are home, you like to be home, you know. Of course, I wouldn't miss it being over here to watch Tanner Rope, but it's hard to leave the house when you know you're on break. You know, it's just it's tough for me anyways.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely understand that. So basically, you guys just jump in the arena and let the magic happen, huh? I mean, you know, it just seems like you guys grew up together. You know, you spent so much time out there, and you guys work so well. I mean, it just seems like you guys know where each other are at all times, you know, and you got to step in when you need to and really get the job done.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something that just kind of happened. Joe Bumgardner, he'd always told me, you know, before I'd got to come on tour that how good Frank was to work with and how easy he was and how he has an influence on a team as far as teamwork. So I was always kind of anxious to get to work with Frank, and the first time I did, it just felt like we'd been working together for 20 years, you know, just fell right in. And then, of course, Jesse here, he comes, you know, years down the road, and same deal. He just jumped in there and made a hand out of himself. But I think the main reason is because nobody's there to try to be a hero, you know. We all just want the job done, and we don't care who gets the glory for it because we know it wouldn't happen without the other two guys. So it's hard to come by, three guys that kind of think the same like that and feel the same, but I think it's made something pretty neat.
Yeah, it sure has. And it's, you know, it's always really impressive for the fans to sit back and watch you guys just week in and week out. You know, it's one thing for these Cowboys to get out there and they get on, you know, maybe two bulls a night, sometimes maybe three, but you guys are out there for 40, 50 bulls, you know, and that makes for a long night's worth of work. But it's just real impressive to see how you guys, you know, carry on through that evening.
Yeah, and that's where I feel like we get the bargain. You know, they might only get one or two bulls, but we get the whole package, and that's what I love about it. We get the, you know, to be there for every one of them, and it's something where, you know, like maybe at the start of the deal, one of us will feel a little bit slow or out of time or something, and then midway through, that guy will pick up, and another guy might feel like he's off a little bit, but it seems like you always have two guys that are really on their game, and for what we feel like is our A game, you know, we might be a little bit off and a lot of people don't notice it, but we dang sure do. And then there's days when everybody's just on their A game, you know, and those days, they go by way too fast because it's so much fun when everything's clicking and there's a lot of action and you don't want to see a bull rider get hurt or anything, but the close calls are what keep our motor running. So,
sure.
when those days are on, it's a lot of fun.
I'll bet it is. Well, I got to tell you, you know, like I said, we're really impressed, and the fans are actually here in our chat room right now. Some of them have got some good questions for you, but one of them being, you know, I mean, how long have you been fighting bulls now?
I think this is 18 years for me. So
wow, how many do you think you have left?
You know, I don't know, and that's a question I've been asked a lot, and I never have been able to answer because, in my mind, I'm set up to I could give it all up tomorrow and be totally satisfied. That's not going to happen because I still love what I do, and I feel like I'm still doing a good job. But the day that I feel like I'm not doing the best job that I can do, or that you know, that somebody else could do my job better, then that'll be it for me. Because I think when you hang on too long, you know, the main thing is, you know, riders or your partners start getting hurt because of it. And number two, I want to go out still at the top, you know, and not feeling like I held on too long, you know. So I don't know when it's going to be. It could be any time, but as of right now, I'm still having a ball, so it's going to be a little bit.
Well, that's good, because we look forward to seeing you out there every week. But one of the questions coming in from one of our fans, do you have a particular bull that you feel is the meanest bull that you've had to go up against?
No, you know, I don't. There was a little bull the other day, I think his name was Hobo, and he's a newer bull. I think he was in the classic deal, but he's pretty mean. But I really feel like that you know, if they bring them bulls around very long, it's the same setup in every event. In other words, the outgates in the same spot, all the shoots are in the same spot, and so those bulls kind of get trained to know where home is. And then if Frank and Jesse and I can keep them from hooking a guy, you know, five or six times straight, it seems like those bulls, and we've all talked about this as a group, you know, and I think we all feel the same way, but it seems like those bulls give it up, and you knock that fight out of them. And then, of course, you know, if they ever do get a guy right underneath them and get to hook them again, you go back to square one and have to retrain them. And one instance of that is MoBandy.com. He hooked Frank a while ago, and we had him where he pretty much gave it up, and he hooked Frank, and he's got it back on his mind again. But I think we can break most of them.
Yeah, and MoBandy.com is certainly not one of the fan favorites anymore after the wreck that happened with McKinnon, and then Frank getting hooked by him. I mean, that's not one of the fan favorites anymore out there. But it was a great question coming in from our fans, and we've actually got another one here. Do you have a most memorable save?
Probably in Pendleton, Oregon. One time, a guy had got the. And I don't even remember who it was. That's the worst part about it. But the guy got hung up, and I hadn't even got on tour yet. I was kind of making my way up through the ranks, and Lloyd Ketchum and Rowdy Berry had both got hurt. So I got the call to go to Pendleton and work the bull riding. And anyways, guy was hung up, and that bull kind of was trailing off, going away from us. And I caught up. I was a lot younger and faster then, so I could actually catch up to one. And I caught up to him, and just about the time I got up there and started working on getting his hand out, that bull turned back to the left and worked me up over the point of his shoulder. And I made it about a round up there, still working on getting his hand done. And then all of a sudden he got his head under my legs and threw me straight up in the air. And there was a picture of it, and my feet are straight above my head, and my hands, I'm still holding on to the tail of the rope. And my eyes are still focused right on the guy's hand, and that was the thing that I liked most about that deal was you know, I was 12 foot in the air upside down, and my eyes were still on the rope, and I always kind of remembered that, because no matter what position you're in, you got to stay focused, and so that's probably my most memorable save.
There you go, man. I'll tell you, that's pretty impressive. Now, I do have to ask you a question here. Who was the guy that you looked up to when you were getting into fighting bulls and you were trying to work your way up there to the Built For Tough series?
When I first started, there was a guy by the name of Don Freehoff, and he was my hero, you know. At a young age, we're talking, you know, 8, 9 years old, like that, and I really idolized him a lot. And then one day he had told me, he said, if you want to be the best in the world, you got to watch a guy by the name of Joe Baumgartner. And I don't even think Joe had made the finals yet. In fact, I'm sure he hadn't made the NFR yet or anything. And he said, that guy is the best there is. And so I took his word for it and started studying Joe. And I kind of always tried to be like Joe, you know, as far as fighting bulls. We became great, great friends and luckily got to work with him quite a bit. But he was always my go-to guy when it came to patterning myself after somebody and trying to mimic their moves and stuff.
Right. Wow. Well, and that's really impressive that you actually had the opportunity to work with a guy that you looked up to so much. I mean, a lot of guys don't have that opportunity, and that's really neat that you're able to do that. We got another question coming in, and I don't want to hold you up too much because I know you got your son, you know, out there, and I know you got the bull riding coming up. But, you know, a lot of the fans were talking about the situation that happened with Chad Ochocinco back here in Atlanta. You know, when you take the guys that you guys have, the talent that you guys have, those bull riders, they kind of know what they need to do, and that's when they hit the ground running. You know, they need to get clear of the bull. They need to get to the closest, safest fence and get out of there, you know?
Right.
You take a guy that doesn't have any experience in that, like Chad Ochocinco, what does that do for you, the bullfighters? Did you guys have to make any extra kind of plan of actions for his ride out there?
Well, actually, you know, we kind of had our own ideas of what was going to happen. And I got to be honest, I almost screwed that whole deal up because I had it in my mind, you know, that he might hang up just because a lot of times a new guy that's never been on, I knew that bull was real fast and was going to get out from under his legs, but a guy that's big and strong like that, or I shouldn't say big but strong, you know, they're going to hang on as long as they could, and he did. And I kind of set myself up for the hang up, and just about the time I got there, he come unhung. But that bull isn't mean, and so that bull kind of moved away from me and moved back toward them. But like I said, when somebody screws up, it seems like the other two guys are on their A game, and Jesse and Frank had him covered. But another thing that we were kind of thinking about was that we knew he'd be able to get up and get out of there fast because, you know, I mean, he's one of the best athletes in the world. But we didn't know how aware he would be of where the bull was and which way he was going to run. You know, I thought maybe he might get headed back toward the bull instead of away from him. But you know, playing football and stuff I think helps the guy because, you know, and like Jesse, he played hockey, and Frank and I, we both played football. And I think it really to play those sports, you can't have tunnel vision. So you have to be well aware of your surroundings and everything going on. And I think that came into play with Chad. He might have been the fastest guy getting away from a bull I've ever seen. I think some of our guys could take notes from him.
Well, it's a good thing he's tall. You know, where he went, I kind of started to look at it as being a wreck that didn't happen, but he went right there on that outgate, and that's usually a pretty bad spot to be. You usually don't want to be hanging around that outgate too much, but he jumped on that fence, and fortunately, with him being so tall, was able to get up on top of it.
Yeah, he was, and like I said, that was a good bull. That bull bucks hard. They didn't give him a slouch, but you know, like I said, he's not a mean bull, and he just wants to do his job and go home. So when
right.
I seen Chad get up there, I knew he was in a safe spot. But it was fun, man, and that's a good guy. He was very respectful to our sport and our people, and my hat's off to him for it.
Yeah, it was definitely a try. You know, I mean, I think that he found out just how hard it could be, and 8 seconds is a lot longer than what he thought. I mean, only going 1.4, I'm sure that seemed like a lifetime for him.
Yeah, I'm sure it. And people, until they have been on the back of a bull, they don't have any idea how long 8 seconds can be.
No, you're right about that. And I know firsthand because I myself rode up until 2007. So,
yeah.
You know, my thing as a bull rider, I can tell you firsthand that I always look out for the bullfighters. You know, I mean, I bring a cooler full of water for the bullfighters at any rodeo because I want to make sure they're hydrated because, you know, when it comes down to it, I knew that those are the angels out there that will look out for you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that.
Well, Shorty, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you for taking the time out here for the fans and sitting back talking with them a little bit during this break, and we certainly appreciate it. We enjoy seeing you and look forward to seeing what's going to happen here. Now, I do want to ask you one last question. Do you think Bushwhacker's going to be rode here the second half of the season?
The trip he had there at Albuquerque, he should have got rode there, but it's a known fact that bull does not like, and Kent Cox is the one that pointed this out to me, that bull doesn't like small arenas. The bigger the arena, the better he performs. And when Dustin had him, I got to believe that if Dustin's hands didn't come out of the rope the other day, he had him rode as well. But that was and I'm not taking anything away from Dustin by any means, but that was a pretty good trip for him. I mean, he had a great big jump out of there. And then when he turned his head, he kind of leveled off. He still bucked hard, but there wasn't any big surprises, you know. And he's rideable, and I think the guys probably got some confidence the other day watching Dustin make it so long on him. But gosh, I just don't expect him to have that same trip again for some time. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with Bull on this one.
Are you? Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind when we're doing our fantasy picks. So,
And don't get me wrong, I want to see him get rode because I want to see how many points they can be when they mark the bull 47 points. You know, I mean, where is it going to go when they do ride him? It's going to be a record breaker.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So. You're right about that. Well, Shorty, listen, I'm going to let you get back into the rodeo and spend some time there with your family, and do want to thank you again for taking the time out here to jump on. And, we'd love to have you back sometime.
Anytime, just let me know. If I'm free, I'll holler. I enjoy talking to you. I don't know if everybody's on Twitter or whatever, but most of the bull riders and the bullfighters are all on Twitter. You can kind of keep up with what's going on with us there course, your show, so we'll try to keep calling in.
You bet. We'll keep posting it out there, but thanks again, Shorty.
You bet, bud. Take care, and everybody have a good one, and we're going to enjoy the break. I hope you do, too.
That's right. All right, buddy. Take care.
You bet. Adios.
Bye. All right, guys. Shorty Gorham taking the time out here to talk with you fans. And I got to tell you, you guys have posted some great questions out there, and appreciate you guys getting a little bit, you know, getting that time to talk a little bit with Shorty as he, you know, enjoying the break. And, hopefully you guys are too. Got to tell you guys, it's been a really good show here. I mean, it's not every day we get an opportunity to sit down with a guy like Shorty and get to see him week in and week out, you know. Get to see him on Versus doing his job, and he takes time out to explain a lot of things that happen out there. He puts out his predictions on a lot of the matchups, and a lot of fun to sit back and watch. So I know we're all going to be looking forward to it. You know, it's kind of like we're missing a lot right now, but I think it's going to go pretty quick. You know, I really do. I think once we get into June here, we're only a few weeks away from getting things started back in Oklahoma, as they actually added an event, the PBR added an event there in Thackerville, Oklahoma, which will be going on the last weekend of July. So, yeah, we're only a few weeks away, guys, and got to tell you that it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, these guys need that downtime. We do know a lot of them are still out there getting on bulls, but, you know, how about the bullfighters that are out there, you know, week in and week out? They're not just out there for one or two bulls. I mean, these guys are out there for the entire show. So, you know, it means a lot that you guys are, you know, giving these guys an opportunity to take that break. It looks like we've got some of our fans tuned in on the phone lines as well. I got to make mention that we have Miss Gabby and Miss Lisa tuned in on the phone lines, and wanted to give you fans there in the chat room a big old shout out that they are tuned in. So, anyhow, we got just under 5 minutes left here in our show, guys. If we don't get any callers, we're going to go ahead and break things down for the day. We got two more shows coming at you this week, so. Yeah, you know, that's a great comment coming in our chat room right now. Kat Johnson posting out there that a lot of guys are actually getting a lot of much-needed operations on, you know. I know that Travis Briscoe and several of the other guys have had some surgeries done. I also got wind that Ross Coleman has relocated to Texas. So there's an interesting point. I found that out yesterday just checking out some of the tweets and some of the PBR things, and you can go find out and follow along with Ross Coleman. But to my understanding, it sounds like that he's getting settled in and actually relocated to Texas. I know that he was up in that Oregon area. And, they actually hold an event up there, a Touring Pro event. Hopefully he'll still go back for that. But, yeah, it looks like he's going to hang his hat in Texas for a little while. So, anyways. Man, got to tell you, it's been a fun show. I mean, it's always a cool thing to sit back and talk with so many of these athletes and so many of these stars that we get to see week in and week out, like, you know, Aaron and Shorty now. I mean, it's really cool. Who's going to be next? I mean, we got to get some more guys lined up on our shows. But you fans got to be ready to get out there and ask some questions. You guys did a fantastic job here today with Shorty, and do appreciate it. So, want to remind you guys that if you guys are not over there on Rodeo Crowds, go over there, rodeocrowds.com. We've got the link set up there on Making Eight. You go over, build your profile. I know that Mrs. Making Eight actually won a shirt through them just a couple weeks ago, and she has it. She's got a picture posted up there on Rodeo Crowds. So you guys get over there and check it out. They do have contests. They do have giveaways, and, you know, it's a lot of fun to sit out there on Rodeo Crowds. That's where we like to go as well. When we're not on Facebook and Twitter, you can find us there at Rodeo Crowds. So make sure to get over there and check it out. That's going to wrap up our show here today, fans. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. And make sure to spread the word. Tell everybody that, hey, we just had Shorty on our show today. So if they missed it, they can go back and check out the replays. Until tomorrow, Rodeo fans, want to remind you, get a grip with Making8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.